أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين Sadaqallahul Azim. These are the opening ayat and verses of Surah At-Takfif or Surah Al-Mutaffifin. With regards to its revelation, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this surah was revealed in the Makki period of the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the Hijrah. However, we find Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu stating that some of the verses were revealed in Makkah with regards to the opening verses of the surah. This was amongst the first surahs to be revealed after the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen that the people of Medina with regards to measure and weight, they were taking full measure, but when they would sell, then they would give short in measures and in weights. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then revealed these opening verses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these verses to the people of Medina, to the whole Ummah, the Sahaba that were at that time there. And immediately the people of Medina had taken heed of these verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Destruction be to the mutaffifin. Mutaffifin are those people who curtail. The curtailers, those that give in short measures. With regards to these mutaffifin, which is derived from the Arabic word tatfif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once saw people making ruku and sajda, and the ruku and sajda were shorter than normal, or it was incomplete. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to them that they are mutaffifin, that they have curtailed, they have given Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in short measure insofar as the ruku and the sujood is concerned. And on this, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, after narrating the hadith, he used to say that in everything there is a full measure, there is a complete measure that a person gives, and together with that, in everything there is also this tatfif, that there are short measures that are given, not only insofar as measurements are concerned, or not only insofar as weighing is concerned, but insofar as giving in numbers are concerned, insofar as time is concerned. In every aspect, there is this full measure that a person gives, and there is the short measures that a person gives. And from here then, the ulama have deduced that if we are, for example, in the employment of someone, and that employment contract demands a certain time in which we should be reporting to duty, and a certain time in which we leave our duty, then to come a few minutes late or to leave a few minutes early will also be regarded as tatfif, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in this ayat, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, that anyone that gives short time will also be under this curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that woe be unto you, destruction be to you. And like that, in every other facet of our lives, there is this curtailment that comes into play and comes into being. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. But more particularly to the people of Medina Munawwara, the reason because the surah was revealed, or these verses were revealed, الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. Those people, when they measure عَلَى النَّاسِ, they seek the measurement from people, يَسْتَوْفُونَ, then they seek a full measure. That when I buy something, and you, the shopkeeper, you will give me my full measure. 1 kilogram is 1 kilogram. There will be nothing less. Yes, if it is extra, that will be appreciated. But you are not going to give me anything less. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. And when they measure or they weigh in giving someone something, يُخْسِرُونَ, then they are deficient. They short weigh or they short measure. In other words, when a person is selling and then he will give, instead of 1 kilo, a few grams less, or instead of a measurement like in literage, or for that matter, a measurement insofar as centimeters are concerned, then a person short weighs or a person short measures. In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lengthy hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one part of it, he says that when people short measure, or when people short weigh, then the one la'nat, the curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon them would be that there will be famine, there will be shortage of food, there will be hunger, there will be scarcity of basic necessities. That will be a punishment upon them. Ala yadhunnu ulaika annahum mab'usun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asked the question, do these people not think that they are going to rise? That is on the day of Qiyamah, لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, for that mighty day, the great day of the day of Qiyamah. And perhaps here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that business is not only about this dunya, business is not only about the accumulation of wealth, but business is also an accumulation of reward in the hereafter. It is also going to be something with regards to our book of deeds, that when we are honest for the sake of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us, like we see in the various ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that a righteous or an honest business person will be with Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, the truthful servants or the pious servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. On that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, mankind will be standing before the Rabb, the Lord or the Sustainer or the Nourisher of the entire universe, further reinforcing this concept that whatever we are doing insofar as our material world is concerned, it is not a minute or two that we have taken away from our employer, or for that matter on the other hand, our employee, but it is in actual fact the reward that we will earn or the punishment that we will earn in our book of deeds for the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.